Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Emily Tokheim about the Community Health Survey. Thank you for talking with me today. Can you go ahead and introduce yourselves and then what we'll be talking about?
Yeah, I am Emily Tokheim. I am the Washington County Public Health Administrator.
I'm Megan Waterhouse. I am the Public Health Program Manager.
And we are here to talk with you today about the Community Health Assessment and Community Health Improvement Plan, also called the CHA-CHIP.
Okay, very good. And can you tell me a little bit more about what that entails?
Yeah, so every 5 years, public health departments are required to complete a community health assessment, which will inform a community health improvement plan. And a community health assessment can give organizations a comprehensive look at their community, their current health needs, their issues, health status amongst the community. And then in turn, that information is all gathered, and we develop a community health improvement plan that will inform the work we do for the next 5 years.
Remind me when the last one of these assessments was done?
Yeah, so talking about that 5-year timeline, the last one was actually done in 2015. We were due, again, that means in 2020, and we all know what happened in 2020, so this is a little bit delayed, but we figured it's time we kind of take a look at where we're at again, and we know a lot of things have changed in the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even a better time to do this community health assessment in the aftermath of COVID and things that might have happened.
Absolutely. Like I said, I mean, a lot has changed in 8 years. I think looking at the amount that has changed in 3 is probably even a little more substantial or a little more critical.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more about what is actually going to be on this survey that you're going to have people fill out.
Yeah, so we have questions. It seems like a lot of questions, but it's about, I think we're estimating about 10 to 12 minutes is all that we're asking of people. We do not ask their names. The survey is completely anonymous, but we do ask them what they think are the health needs in their community, what they think are things that they think are going well in the community. We ask them about barriers to health, what keeps them from being healthy. We ask them about where they live. We want to know their zip code so we know what part of the county we're hearing from, their income in their household, their family size, just kind of questions like that that give us a little bit of a who they are, but also how do they feel about their community.
And what age groups are you looking to get information from?
We are looking for all ages. I think the survey, it goes everywhere from under 18 to over 65. We know we have a really wide range of ages in Washington County as far as our population goes. And so we want to hear from everybody that we can.
And what's something that you're most hoping to get information-wise? Because I know there's a lot of categories, but for you personally and in your position and job, what's something that you're looking forward to getting info back on?
I think the most important thing is just something that gives us a good foundation to develop something that's really going to benefit the community.
Absolutely. And I think it's also going to be an interesting time for us to see. I mean, we have a lot of programs in public health, and we are actually, I should have mentioned this in the very beginning, we are actually completing this in partnership with the hospital as well. So I think it's important that between Washington County Public Health and the Washington County Hospitals and Clinics, we have a lot of programs that exist, but I think there's probably a handful or more that the community doesn't even know that they could utilize. And so kind of looking at the feedback and seeing if there's something that we already have that people just don't know about. I also can point out that, of course, we want people who live in Washington County to fill this survey out. We also invite people who visit Washington County frequently or who work here. Looking at Megan and myself, neither of us live in Washington County, but we spend a lot of our time here. And so it's really important. I think, you know, people who spend, if they work a full-time job here, they probably spend about, you know, a third of their days here in Washington County or a third of their hours here in Washington County. So just because you don't live here, just because when you get to that zip code question, it says, what's your zip code? And that's not a Washington County zip code. That's okay. Please fill it out anyways.
When will this survey become available to the public?
this week. It is almost ready to go. We are actually in getting some feedback from our community partners and from our staff, our team members at Washington County Public Health. We are working on getting it translated to Spanish to make sure that we are capturing all of that feedback that we can from our community. So we are on the last leg of getting that translated from English into Spanish, so that will be available as well. And once that translation is ready, then we are ready to go live. So today is Monday, June 5th. I would think by the middle of this week, we are ready to go. So by Wednesday of this week, I would think we'll be ready to go and to be collecting surveys. When it is ready, we will, of course, share this with our local media partners. We will also post it on our Facebook page. We will post it on our website. We have already asked our community partners to share it on theirs as well. We also are going to have paper copies. I know not everybody likes using the internet, has the ability to use the internet. So that is our primary way of collecting this information, is through an online survey. But we will have paper copies available as well. You can either contact our office for those, but we will also be having them at the Washington Library. We're also going to connect with some other communities, Brighton, Wellman, Kelowna, to see if we can get those paper copies there as well. And we'll be sure to update that kind of distribution list or that list on our Facebook page.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add about community health assessments? Just fill out the survey.
Just fill out the survey and thank you. Like I said, it is anonymous. We want your feedback. We want your input. We want to know what you all see as being, you know, improvements we can make, as strengths we have in our community. We really want to hear from the people that will be impacted in the long run by this improvement plan.
Very good. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was Emily Tokheim joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about the Washington Community Health Survey. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.